This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That must mean Ray Fittipaldo is here. And indeed he is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ray Fittipaldo, brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys, Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. All right, Ray, what about these Jonnu Smith trade rumors from one Smitty to another? Is this do you believe that this could happen? Is this all based on Arthur Smith's affection for Jonnu Smith? What's happening here?
Well, I don't think that there's a good chance of it happening, Joe. I think that was his agent trying to renegotiate his contract, through the media. So, I'll never say never, but that leaked report there was not generated through the Steelers. So I don't know that anything is going to come of that.
Do you believe they made the call? Do you believe they're interested in another playmaker? And if not him, what's another name or two that comes to mind?
No, I don't believe the Steelers made that call. But Joe, in terms of adding another playmaker, I think you're looking at a receiver. I mean, the tight end position, people are connecting those dots because of Arthur Smith, but they got Pat Freiermuth and Darnell Washington, and they got this Donald Parham guy, and Connor Hayward is still on the roster. So I don't think it would be a tight end, but Joe, you look at receiver. I mean, other than DK Metcalf, there's not a lot of guys with long NFL resumes. I mean, the guy with the longest right now is Calvin Austin. And, his production last year was good, but it wasn't number two receiver good. So, I think there's still that possibility that they will add before training camp. But I don't think any move's going to be made until Aaron Rodgers signs on the dotted line.
When will that be?
I think it's probably going to be, if not before minicamp, Joe, shortly thereafter. I just get the strong sense that Aaron doesn't want to do much of the voluntary stuff. He might not even want to do the mandatory stuff. So, a timeline is so hard with Aaron just because he doesn't have a big circle. But I still think it could be before minicamp in a couple of weeks, but it'll definitely happen before training camp.
Well, that's nice of him to show up for training camp. Will this affect chemistry and such? I'm not talking about, I don't care about, like, you know, people liking each other. I'm talking about timing and terminology and all that. Like every other quarterback in the whole league was at OTAs. Every one of them.
Yeah.
Tua was in a contract dispute. He was there. Josh Allen is getting married. He was there. Everybody else but him was at OTAs, and he's walking into a brand-new situation if he ever gets here.
Yeah, well, he did have that one throwing session with DK Metcalf at UCLA way back when. They are both based in Southern California, so it won't be hard for them, those two, to work the final 2 weeks of June and the first few weeks of July. And listen, Ben used to do this with his receivers, take him to a sunny location in between mini camp and training camp, and those guys get like a week or 10 days worth of work in. So, listen, Aaron Rodgers can fly out, Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson, a bunch of other guys, and they could do their work out in Southern California if it comes to that. But obviously, Joe, yeah, it would be great if they can get the ball rolling in mini camp as well.
Limits, I wouldn't even dream of leaving you out of this conversation.
Ray, of the legal things that you're allowed to tell us from what you saw this week or what players have talked to you and told you, what's the main thing that stands out from OTAs?
I wrote about this yesterday. You know, Peyton Wilson, and, I'm probably guilty of this as well. I kind of just had him pegged as a pass down linebacker just because of his frame and, you know, he's wiry. He doesn't look like a three down linebacker, but they are taking a long look at him this spring to see if he can maybe handle those duties in the base defense. You know, Landon Roberts is gone. They did not re-sign him. Yeah, they added Malik Harrison, and yeah, Cole Holcomb is trying to come back from that injury, but they want to see what Peyton Wilson can do. And I wrote about this in my story. I think he had 78 tackles last year. He had an interception. He had a forced fumble and two fumble recoveries. Joe, he did that in Austin. He did that in 45% of the snaps. You know, if he plays 90% of the snaps, he's well over 100 tackles, probably trending towards like 120, like Patrick Queen and Micah Fitzpatrick. So I was intrigued by that storyline yesterday and, you know, throughout the first week of camp. And obviously, when you talk about the defense and you get away from the quarterback talk, they got to be better at run defense. And that was a big topic this week as well. Cam Hayward talked about it. Peyton talked about it yesterday. They kind of want to wash that bad taste out of their mouths that still lingers from that playoff game in Baltimore.
Ray, I'm very intrigued in some good ways and some bad ways with the potential for this offensive line. I think if you have a really, really good offensive line, you can control games in the NFL. Fatanu's coming back. They're obviously very high on him. It was almost like the Pouncey thing last year. It was like, this dude's going to play. And then Broderick Jones, he seems to be the key to the whole thing. We love Zach Frazier, of course. It has a chance to be a really good offensive line. Yeah. What do we make of Broderick Jones and reshaping his body?
Yeah, so he's down to 305, and he played last season between 325 and 330. And, you know, I guess you could say that, you know, he came into the league young. He didn't know how to take care of his body. He's in year three now. He should be able to do that. I'm not sure why it took this long, but you're right, Joe. He has to perform this year. This is the year where the Steelers are going to decide whether they're going to pick up the rookie option on his contract. And if they don't, I think it's going to be a black eye for Omar Khan and Andy Weidel. He was the first draft pick of their first class. They traded up to get him. So it wouldn't be the end of the world if he didn't work out, but they need him to get better. They need him to be one of the foundational pieces of that line. You also mentioned Frazier, who I thought was great as a rookie, and then Troy Fautanu. You know, he talked this week as well, Joe. They're easing him back into things. He's coming off that dislocated kneecap. His full expectation is to be ready for full contact by training camp, and you know, he's got Pro Bowl, All-Pro type potential if he could stay healthy. That's the only question about this guy. Can he stay healthy? He had some injuries at Washington, and of course last year he had the sprained knee in training camp and then the dislocation a couple of weeks later.
Darius Slay, who just wants to be referred to as Slay, said something kind of interesting this week, Ray, about commitment to being there at OTAs. Do you think that he was subtly taking a shot at Aaron Rodgers?
No. You know, I wasn't there for that, but I did hear the audio. I didn't read too much into that because he's not – Aaron Rodgers, first of all, he's not under contract, but second of all, he's not the only veteran who was absent this week. You know, it's been reported that T.J. Watt isn't here, D.K. Metcalf, you know, isn't here, and I'm not sure those guys are going to show up next week either. You know, I think they'll both be here for the mandatory minicamp in the middle of June, but I don't have any expectations that they're going to show up for the voluntary stuff. You know, with Slay, he's new. I think he wants to be here for that reason. We'll see if he shows up next week, but a lot of times with these guys who are established, Austin, and it's funny, you could almost tell who's going to be absent by the size of the contract. You know, it's always guys who are very well compensated and have their place very their place is very secure on the team. 90% of the guys are there, and listen, they can get their work done without those superstars for a couple of weeks.
So why do you think Cam Hayward is there then? I mean, saying the same thing with his contract and also being 36.
Yeah. Well, Cam wasn't there last year when he was going through his contract, so you could very much draw that parallel to T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt's basically sitting out for the same reason. You know, if T.J. was in the middle of a five-year contract and the contract wasn't an issue, I think he would be here for at least part of this as well. So, you know, contracts play into it. I think DK just had a baby a few weeks or a few months ago, so I think he's home, back home, taking care of that family stuff. And I don't know, I think we do have to point out, you know, with the CBA, this stuff is voluntary. You know, the mandatory stuff comes at minicamp and, of course, training camp. So they're under no obligations to be here. But the guys who are maybe fringe roster guys or guys who want to still make a good impression, those are the guys who show up.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ray, what do you think of Mason Rudolph's mustache?
I think it's glorious. What do you guys think?
Amazing. And it's prompted me to grow one myself. I've got one going right now that's coming in. I think it's a sign that he's feeling a little bit of swagger here, Ray. I like it. What's your impression of Mason overall right now? At times, he seemed to be embittered when he was here, a little bit angry, a little bit left out. He seems to be a man at peace. Am I right about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he had a right to be somewhat bitter when he left here, right? Like, he leads them to the playoffs. He has that great end to the 2023 season, and they go off and sign two other guys who weren't here, and you know, we see how that worked out. I think with Mason, sometimes, you know, the pastures aren't always greener if you go someplace else, and you know, it was a tough situation for him in Tennessee last year. He comes back here. Things are changing with Arthur Smith, but he knows Mike Tomlin. He knows the lay of the land here, and I'm sure Mason is picking up this offense very quickly. And he's being a mentor to Will Howard and Skylar Thompson for the time being. And you know, who knows? If something strange happens with Aaron Rodgers, maybe Mason will be right back where he was at the end of 2023 and be QB1 for the Steelers.
Limits, may I engage Ray in a game of free association?
Yes, you may.
Ray, are you ready?
I'm ready, Joe.
Your friend TJ works at Bravo, correct?
Correct.
If you had to choose for a party, would it be Olive Garden or Bravo?
Bravo, 100%.
Although the breadsticks are very good at Olive Garden, Limits, aren't they?
Oh, I love the Olive Garden breadsticks.
Both have good breadsticks,
soup.
Yeah.
The wedding soup.
The wedding soup is incorrigible.
Very good.
Yes. Ray, TJ Watt outdoes Myles Garrett in terms of annual compensation, yes or no, which I believe is $40
million. Yeah, I think the Steelers will go beyond the guaranteed money that Myles got, yes.
Well, the guaranteed money is different than the annual salary. Will he outdo him annually?
I don't know that he'll outdo him annually, but I think the guaranteed money is the most important part.
Yes or no, the TJ Watt situation gets just a little bit ugly during camp.
Yeah, I mean, if you think ugly at not being taken care of until late, that certainly could happen. There's also part of me that says, why do you want to take it up to 2 days before the start of the season like they did last time? I think they want to get it done. TJ wants to get it done. I think maybe it gets done a little bit sooner this year.
All right, we have to move into our two-minute drill, Ray, here. Quick
right.
Questions, quick answers. That's okay. Your answer was very interesting, I might add. Who's going to get the majority of carries in the first game of the year? Who's going to be the starting running back, in other words?
Jaylen Warren.
Mark Cabali differs from you in that opinion. Why don't you think it'll be Caleb Johnson?
I think Caleb Johnson is going to be in a situation where he shares the carries and the touches. It might be close to 50-50, but Jaylen Warren's been waiting his turn, and I think for the opener, or maybe for all of September, they're going to have him as RB1, but that could certainly change by October, November for sure.
Who has the better season, DK Metcalf or George Pickens?
Oh, I'll go DK because I think CeeDee Lamb's going to get most of the touches down there.
Darius Slay will be a good player, an okay player, or a bust?
Slay will be an okay player.
The Steelers will add a receiver, yes or no?
Yes.
Does a name spring to mind?
You know, the Keenan Allens and the Gabe Davises of the world. Maybe your trade for an Allen was hard.
Bob Woods will be a good player, okay, or a bust?
Okay.
Thank you, Ray. I have no further questions.
All right, guys. Enjoy your weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Ray.
What a wonderful patriot he is, huh?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I was watching this morning. I think his name is Faizan Zaki. He's a 13-year-old, runner-up last year in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. And this year he won it. But it didn't come without adversity. And this kid had quite the personality. I don't know where this takes place. Where does this happen, Limits? Do you know?
I have no idea, but I know it was on Ion.
For a 13-year-old, he was hilarious. And a word came up that he misspelled at first. It began with C-A-M, and he said K-A-M. And as soon as you do that, you're done.
He knew it.
He should have asked, you know, those questions they all asked.
Like, use it in a sentence.
Yeah, spell it phonetic, all that.
The definition.
So this was when he started to gain a little bit of national attention. And the teachers here, not the teachers, the moderators are like your classic sort of mean, old school, Harry Potter-like teachers that we've all had.
Oh,
right?
They want you to fail. They don't want you to win the spelling bee.
They look like mean teachers. They sound like them. It's the ones that all kids rail against, correct?
Yes, they're the ones that are made fun of all the time when you leave the classroom. I'm so happy I just got out of that class.
There's a man who was the moderator, and then a woman who comments on everything that I'm sure makes the kids very angry. But this was Zaki, the 13-year-old, when he got one wrong, thus allowing others back into the competition late in the game.
We'll have a word to spell. If he gets it right, he'll get another word for the championship. If he misses either, those two young men go right back in.
Hi, Faizan. Kamalina.
K-A-M. Oh, okay. Let me think. All the information?
Oh, boy.
Kamalina. Kamalina.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Whatever. Just bring it.
I'm sorry.
He knows he said the wrong first letter once he heard the actual word.
Kamalina is a kind of plant. It's spelled
C-O-M-M-E-L-I-N-A. Yeah.
Okay, so now you know what happens,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So that means
that was
Sarvadya and Sar come right back.
That was the scolding teacher saying, all right, now you know what happens.
Yep, now you know you got to go back to your place because you got the word spelled wrong,
now
Sonny.
Have to
come
go
on.
Out and sit in the hallway. Yes.
That's
that
5
was her.
Minutes.
She pointed out the obvious there, and he was like, yeah, whatever. Just ring the bell. That's what he said.
Bell.
He said, yeah, whatever. Ring the bell. And then it came to this, Limits. And this word, I won't even try to pronounce, even after hearing it, I won't pronounce this word. But he won it right here.
Hello, Dr. Bailey.
Hi, Faizan. So if you spell this next word correctly, we will declare you the champion of the historic 100th year of the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
The 100th year.
Now, let's all of us take a deep breath.
Yes.
How about that?
That did not help at all.
Bro.
Then smile.
Well, a certain pacing would help to follow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
Your word is éclaircissement.
Éclaircissement. E-C-L-A-I-R-C-I-S-S-E-M-E-N-T. Éclaircissement.
That is correct.
What unbelievable. And then he dropped to the floor like Kevin Garnett when they won the championship, and his dad called him the GOAT.
His dad called him the GOAT. Anything's possible.
Éclair Simant, I guess. I don't know what it was. Is that a type of dessert? I don't know. I don't know what it is, Limits. But it leads to us, who are not nearly as smart as him.
No.
And he's only 13.
I don't even know what any of those two words mean.
Nobody does. I don't. How do you get that word and just know it off the top of your head? There's no way to study the whole dictionary, is there?
No, I mean, I don't know if they do or not, but do they give them like a list of like 2,000 words to study, maybe?
Yeah, but there's endless words in the dictionary,
right?
Including in crinculant.
Right? Is it in the dictionary? Did it make it?
It made it to the Urban Dictionary. I saw it in there.
Ooh.
50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. So it's you against me, me against you. We've dummied this down to a sports spelling bee. And here's the rules. I'm going to give you a sports name. You have to spell it correctly, first and last name, and we'll add them up after four rounds.
All right.
You have to do one Pirate, one Steeler, and one Penguin. And then one at-large sports figure from history, okay?
All righty.
Do you want to go first or second?
I will go first because I feel like we are not going to get any correct.
So when as soon as somebody gets it wrong, they're done. One letter wrong, they're done.
Right.
Do you have a buzzer by any chance, Limits?
Yes, I do have a buzzer.
If you could find... Okay, so you'll know, obviously, when I get one wrong.
Right.
When I raise my left hand like this, it means you're done, so buzz yourself out.
All right, sounds good.
All right, you going first?
Yes, I will go first. I have a really bad feeling about this. I think I might have made it too hard.
Okay.
But we will see. Joe.
Yes.
This Pirates pitcher played for the Buccos in the bullpen. He was actually a pretty good reliever on the 2015 98 win team.
You're in a lot of trouble here, big boy.
He was one of my...
Because my spelling is... I have to know how to spell these because I write about them.
This is one of my favorite random Pirates of all time.
Yes.
Joe, spell right-handed reliever Archimedes Caminero's name.
The Archimedes will be the tough part.
Do you remember Archimedes Caminero?
A-R-C-H. No.
Incorrect.
Tell me.
Archimedes Caminero is spelled A-R-Q-U-I-M-E-D.
Oh, my God.
E-S.
Forget
it. C-A-M-I-N-E-R-O. Archimedes Caminero.
Holy ostrich milk.
Yep.
There's no way I was getting that one. All right, I'll match your pirate with a pirate of my own.
All right.
A long ago pirate. In fact, Ron Cook may have covered this man. He may have had the only one-on-one interview with the great Burley Grimes.
Burley Grimes?
Yes. This is spellable, Limits.
I think it is. It's just depending on if it's a Y or an IE. We're going to find out.
This is gigantic.
Burley Grimes. B. E.
You blew it already.
Is it B-Y?
It's B-U. B-U-R-L-E-I-G-H. And then Grimes, G-R-I-M-E-S.
Yeah, Burley really messed me up there.
You're up.
All right, Joe, let's go to the Penguins.
Mm-hmm.
This Penguin played in the, I think late 90s and into the 2000s. He was a Next Generation Penguin. Joe, spell Darius Kasparaitis.
You just lost.
Because you know how to spell his last name, don't you?
D-A-R-I-U-S.
Okay.
K-A-S-P-A-R-A-I-T-I-S.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. Yeah, baby!
You spelled Darius Kasparaitis correctly,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, baby!
I thought that that was probably the easiest one that I had on this sheet.
You made a big mistake there, Limits. I covered that team, for God's sakes. I was the beat writer, as they say.
It was 20 years ago, though. I wasn't sure.
All right. I'll match you with a Penguin, if you don't mind. And this one is spellable.
Okay.
I gave you a spellable one, not a ridiculous one.
Is it Phil Kessel?
No.
Okay.
This was a big trade. Didn't work out. Well, he was horrible here. But it was a big trade. At the time, people were very excited that Jim Rutherford had done this.
Oh, please.
Mr. Derek Brassard.
Ooh. Derek Brassard.
Yes.
D-E-R-R-I. One R? Or no, it's D-E-R-E-K.
No, it's not.
It's not D-E-R-R-I-C-K?
Stop. You're burying yourself in a bigger hole. It's D-E-R-I-C-K-B-R-A-S-S-A-R-D.
Yeah. I had too many R's.
Yes. That's another Mulsey fault, is when he makes a mistake, he wants you to know that he knows what the mistake was and that he could have corrected it, and now he will.
Well, good for Mulsey. And good for me.
What do you got next?
Joe, if you get
this one. Are we going Steeler now?
We're going Steeler now.
All right.
Joe, if you get this one, I will concede the game to you.
Okay.
Joe, spell Chris Fuamatu Ma'afala.
Oh, boy. All right. It's C-H-R-I-S.
Uh-huh.
F. I'm sorry about this, Limits. F-U.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Keep going.
Okay, F-U. I just want to repeat that.
Thank you.
A-M-A-T-U-M-A-F-A-L-A.
That is incorrect.
What is it?
F-U-A-M-A-T-U dash M-A apostrophe A-F-A-L-A.
Chris, wait, I spelled the name right.
Ma'afala.
I spelled it right.
You said F-U-A-M-T. And just like in the spelling bee, if you get one letter wrong, you said T before the A.
But I corrected that.
Well, it doesn't matter. The kid tried to correct it too, but he already said it.
Wait a second.
The kid tried to correct it too, but he already said it.
Well, why didn't you give me the buzzer then? But on the end, I spelled it correctly on the last round?
You said M-A apostrophe A-F-A-L-A?
I don't know what the hell I said.
Regardless, you ended up getting it
wrong. This is unbelievable that you've done this, Limits.
You got it wrong.
All right. This man, I could spell that, by the way, if I was writing it. I think I could. This man made one of the most horrific turnovers in Steeler history this side of Rashard Mendenhall.
Oh, boy.
It happened in Denver against a late-stage Peyton Manning who faked a sack in that game, I might add. And the Steelers lose in Denver in a game they could have won.
His name, Fitz Toussaint.
His name, oh, little Limits, is Fitzgerald Toussaint.
Oh, boy.
Let's go, big boy.
See, I told you, I'm terrible at spelling. Awful.
Just give me Fitzgerald, at least.
F-I-T-Z-G-E-R-A-L-D.
Very good. You're halfway home.
Toussaint. T-O-U.
Oh, my God.
S.
Yes.
Toussaint. T-O-U. Okay. S. A-U-N-T?
No.
A-I-N-T?
Yes, but another S. Give yourself a buzzer. T-O-U-S-S-A-N-T. Toussaint.
Two S's.
I'm sorry.
I knew I wouldn't get one.
I feel horrible for you.
That's okay.
All right, give me an at-large. You can still tie this thing and send it to
this
penalty kicks.
This is why spell check and typing on a computer has become so good for me.
You're going to lose a closer race than Nicholas Callis for the Green Tree Council, right?
I know. It'll be a 1-0 defeat because I gave you Darius Kasparaitis, so you covered.
All right.
All right, Joe. This is a...
I can't believe you did that.
I know. All
the Penguins in history, you give me a guy that I wrote about daily.
I can't believe I didn't get Derek Brassard.
That's a hard one.
No.
Both names are hard. Derek and Brassard.
Brassard
it's not a normal...
Hard, but Derek.
Yes, it is.
Derek is spelled different ways. Derek Shelton is D-E-R-E-K. Derek Brassard is one R.
I know, Mulsey. Let's move on.
I know
on.
Other Jareds or Dareds or whatever.
Yep.
Jared is where I'm going with the next one. In 2013, this catcher played for the Red Sox. His name is Jared Saltalamacchia. Can you spell Jared Saltalamacchia's name?
Probably not. J-A-R-E-D?
Nope.
Oh, for God's sake.
J-A-R-R-O-D.
That's ridiculous.
That's how I spell Jared.
All right. You think you got me on that
one? Can you spell Saltalamacchia? Can you want to try?
S-A-L-T-A Saltalamacchia.
Oh, very close. There are two C's.
Okay.
Very close.
You think you got me there? My at-large sports figure is TJ Who's Your Mama? TJ Hushmanzada.
Not a chance.
Go Limits. You're going to spell TJ, right?
TJ. Are there periods in between? Are we counting
yes,
that?
Yes, I'm not counting punctuation. Very good so far.
Yep, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hushmanzada.
Yep.
H-O-U.
So far, so good.
Z.
No. H-O-U-S-H. S-H-M-A-N-D-Z-A-D-E-H. Do you think that kid for the Scripps who won the Scripps could spell that?
Probably.
He would sound it out and somehow spell it. I'll give you a bonus and a chance to get back in the game. You ready for this, Limits?
All right, sounds good.
Another guy I covered on the 90s Penguins, he was Jaromir Jagr's line mate, and he was a guy that Jagr once berated during a practice in Boston. I wrote about it. Jagr confronted me in Toronto on the next road trip in the hallway of a hotel and said, did you write about me yelling at Yanni? I said, yes, I did. He said, you shouldn't have wrote that. They're crucifying me back in Czech. They're saying that I hit the players. I said, what? I certainly didn't report that you hit anybody. Maybe they're embellishing, but I was at the practice and saw you berating the guy, so I wrote about it. Anyway, that's beside the point. Jan Herdina.
Jan Herdina.
Mm-hmm.
J-A-N.
So far, so good.
Herdina. H-E-R-D-I-N-A.
You missed it by a blank in letter Limits. There's no vowel. It's H-R-D-I-N-A. I'll give you another one. This is like horse. This is like horse. You get two shots to get back in the game. Would you prefer, I'll give you two Pirates, and this will be your chance.
Can you give me Bryce Wilson?
Chris Jakubauskas?
No.
Or Yoshi?
Yoshi Tsutsugo.
Yes.
Oh, I might
you
be
got
able
it?
To do
Let's
Yoshi
do
Tsutsugo.
It. Take it.
Yoshi Tsutsugo.
Okay.
Y-O-S-H-I.
You're right again, big boy. If only this were a first name competition.
I know, I'd be doing well. Yoshi Tsutsugo.
Right. Tsutsugo.
T.
Yes.
S.
Yes.
Oh man, I'm gonna act like I'm writing it up on the table.
I don't think
now.
You're allowed to do that, Limits. You're disqualified.
T S T.
No. T S U
U G O.
No. T S U T S U G O. I'll give you one more.
Did I put too many T's in there?
I'll give you one more just to see if you can spell one right. And believe me, this is tough.
This is
Pokey Reese.
P-O-K-I-E.
Limits! It's P-O-K. It's P-O-K-E-Y. Reese. Pokey Reese. For God's sakes. Do you want to take Chris Jakubauskas just for the hell of it?
I don't.
And see if you can get back in the ball game?
No, I don't.
What did you have as your extra inning plays for me?
Andrew Filippone.
That's a great one, actually.
Can you spell Pony's last name?
I don't think I can.
I want to see you try.
A-N-D-R-E-W.
Yep.
F, oh my God. F-I-L. See, this is it like Philip Rivers with one L, or does he go with the twos? I mean, come on. We've known him as Pony his whole life.
Right. But what's his name?
F.
Well, you call me Limits. Can you spell my last name?
Yeah, B-E-C-H-T-O-L-D.
Very good.
I mean, the only question here is, does Filippone take one L? He takes a lot of them, actually, but one L or two?
Whoa, shots fired at Pony.
Let me see here. It's two. It's F-I-L-L-I-P-O-N-Y. What?
There are two P's in Andrew Filippone's last name.
Why?
You ask him. I don't know.
Spell his name
ask
for me.
Ask his grandfather. Ask his grandmother. Ask his...
Spell it.
Ask his great-great-grandmother. Andrew Filippone. A-N-D-R-E-W-F-I-L-L-I-P-P-O-N-I.
I honestly never knew. Honest to God, I never knew.
What 15 else? Years and
I'm on another one. I want to keep going. It feels like nobody is listening, which might be the case by this point.
Probably
but
not.
Once
They've
I get into
it, off.
This is like Trivial Pursuit. I just want to keep going.
Can you spell Yancey Thigpen?
Yes. Yancey Thigpen.
Very good.
Thank you, Limits.
Wonderful job.
And I want one more just because I'm an addict.
Can you spell Walter Abercrombie?
Yeah. Walter Abercrombie. I'm doing rather well, Limits, aren't I?
Very well.
Nice game.
Texter, this might be the worst radio in fan history. Showing how idiotic Limits is not being able to spell. Thank you, spell check. Thank you, Google Docs, when I type in those.
Obviously, he didn't hear the first segment of the show, did he?
No.
I thought that was fun, Limits. I don't care what anyone else thinks. And I picture people in their homes and cars all over Western Pennsylvania trying to spell these names. I think it did big ratings.
One texter says, Joe, can you spell the NBA player Luke Richard Mbamute?
No. That's the end of the game, Limits. Who's next?
Texter, I'll bet Limits can't spell Key Brian Hayes. Or that he can spell Key Brian Hayes. I read it wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.